WDE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After landing from El Salvador, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen giving an update on his meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported to a detention center. The White House says it cannot bring him back despite court rulings. Van Hollen says President Trump is denying Abrego Garcia due process. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
Van Hollen specifically said when he was talking about this, he says this case is not only about one man. As important as that is, it is about protecting fundamental freedoms and the fundamental principle in the Constitution for due process that protects everyone who resides in America.
A day after a gunman opened fire at Florida State University, a vigil taking place on campus tonight for victims. Two people were killed, six others injured. Police say the motive is still unknown. At the Colosseum in Rome, Christians participated in the Way of the Cross procession, part of the somber services on this Good Friday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Aspen Institute, a global nonprofit organization whose purpose is to ignite human potential to build understanding and create new possibilities for a better world, has announced that Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, one of 16 colleges in the Wisconsin Technical College System, is the winner of the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the nation's signature recognition for high achievement and performance among America's community colleges. Aspen Prize winner Southwest Wisconsin Tech stands out for its strong completion rates, including for lower-income students, and exceptional wage outcomes for graduates. 5 years after completion, graduates earn nearly $14,000 more than the average new hire in the region. The college exceeds the national average for community college graduation rate by nearly 20 percentage points. Southwest Wisconsin Tech is aiming even higher, working to raise its already impressive 54% graduation rate to 70% through multiple strategies, including ensuring that every student develops a career-aligned student success plan and has the support in place to complete their program. A culture of continuous improvement is deeply embedded at Southwest Wisconsin Tech. Faculty regularly assess student learning outcomes and adjust instruction to ensure better results each semester. Guided by a mission to never graduate anyone into poverty, Southwest Tech has restructured or replaced programs to align with living wage careers, demonstrating how a rural college with a modest budget can implement college-wide reforms that deliver outstanding results. As the winner of the 2025 Aspen Prize, Southwest Tech will receive $700,000 of the $1 million prize purse.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers President Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high upper 50s. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. Right now it's 58.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news. And Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. You could be doing a lot worse. Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we plow into the weekend, a pre-NFL draft weekend, which, you know, to other people in the state, probably, I think it's recognized as a cool thing, but I don't know if people realize how much it's going to change our lives here in Northeast Wisconsin. Even like in an hour radius, even in some cases more, hotel rooms will be booked up. There will be parking issues, and so much so that I will be headed to Madison for a couple nights to do the show down there because it will just be easier to get around. But we've got one more normal weekend. Next weekend will be crazy, but it'll be kind of fun if you live in Northeast Wisconsin. We'll talk a little bit about the draft tonight with our first guest. I kind of buried the lead there because we're going to talk about the draft. I'm going to ask Emerson Lehman, one of the co-hosts of the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay, what his plans for the draft will be and what he thinks about it. But, Conrad, you know the main reason tonight we're having Emerson on the show. Lay it on me.
Pickleball?
Pickleball, baby. Emerson was in Marinette last weekend. He sent me a text saying, hey, I'm, as promised, I'm letting you know I'm in Marinette. So I went there, got a bunch of footage. We played it, some sound bites, I should say.
Yeah.
And we played it. Emerson sounded like he was having a great time. So he's coming on tonight. He's going to be here at 6:35 to give us an in-person recap of his time in my hood. It was great to have him there. He looked like he was having a ball. Everyone looked like they were having fun. I could not believe how crowded our, and it's not a little rec center. It's good size for Marinette, but it's not humongous by rec center standards, but it was packed. And pickleball, ladies and gentlemen, is the sport of the future. John Cusack in Say Anything said kickboxing was the sport of the future. I think pickleball has taken over, and I think you're less likely to be concussed. Emerson will be here at 6:35. We've got a pickleball quiz for Emerson. He's going to talk about how he did in the tournament. I still don't know how he did. I know there was a pro there that Emerson told me was really hard to beat. So we'll find out how the pro did. We'll find out how Emerson did. It's going to be a great conversation. And then if we have time, I have a little game I created called This Just In or This Just In. And I'm going to give a news story, and Emerson will have to decide if it's fake or real. It's going to be fun. So Emerson's got his work cut out for him tonight. He's going to leave here mentally exhausted, Conrad.
Well, he's got some songs to look forward to in the second hour.
That's true. Is he going to stay for that?
I mean, he could, but
he certainly
I'm saying
can, yeah.
He can also listen on his drive back.
That will mellow him out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think my goal is for him to leave here. I want this to be kind of an escape for him because he works very
yeah.
hard at his job. But tonight he's going to have to put his thinking cap on. But it'll be fun. No pressure. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night on Nightlight, and you know what that means. It is a bar band Friday night. Our friend Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio, one of the brilliant hosts of Max Inc. Radio, drops by with new tunes and fun chat every week. We look forward to spending time with Terry. It's so much fun. So you're here on a good night. We've got a lot going on and some big changes here to folks at Civic Media. Not huge changes, but as many of you may or not, or may probably know by now, Dom Salvia, the Dom Salvia show is no longer. Dom is no longer with the network, but it was all good. Parting was friendly. Dom is doing other things, but that caused a little bit of a shuffle. So starting next Wednesday, from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., it'll be the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. I almost said Janky.
You almost did it.
I know. Pam Yonke. That's such a cool name. It's kind of exotic. It's like the anti-Schwabba.
Having that silent J is, you know.
It's kind of cool.
It's really cool.
Is she from Iceland?
That's a good question.
Because my friend Thor Johnson was actually Janssen, and it was with a J.
That is cool.
Very cool. And maybe they're friends. Love Pam. She does a great job. She'll be on from 5 to 6 a.m. And then from 6 to 9 on the network, Pat Kreitlow will be on, powered by Up North News. Pat is a blast to listen to. Informative, fun, smart, great stuff. However, in local markets, John and Gordy will still be on at WMDX Mornings in Madison. And our pals, Mino and the Mayor, will still be on here in Green Bay in Northeast Wisconsin. Mino and the Mayor will still continue from 6 to 9. From 9 to 11, it's Matt and Aaron Air with Jane, Matt and Aaron, Greg Bach. 11 to 2 will be the Tom Hartman program. Tom is coming back during daylight hours on the network from 11 to 2. 2 to 4, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. 4 to 6, you got Maggie Dawn. And then 6 to 8, we are still where we are. Nightlight with Pete Schwab will continue in that time slot. So,
So John and Gordy and Mino and the Mayor stand at the same time.
Yeah.
Yep. And at WGBW WISS for Mino and the Mayor. It's awesome.
Did I not say that?
I don't.
I thought I said things that say the stay the same in Madison and Green Bay.
Just making
sure. Gordy. Yeah. Thank you for your meticulous.
Just making sure.
No, you're not, Conrad. You're busting my chops. And you know what? Take a memo.
Oh.
No, I appreciate you. Appreciate the backup. So that's good. All good. John and Gordy still kicking things around in Madison in the morning and Mino and the Mayor. So none of that changes, but great things happening here at Civic Media. And that was supposed to come out as a joke, but I think it was kind of hard on you there. I apologize for that.
You said take a memo. I'm waiting for the memo. What's
How about drop and give me 20? How does that sound?
I'm writing that down.
You know, I got so excited yesterday. Gelato next door. There's a whole bunch of activity over there, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get some Friday night gelato. They're probably open. And it's like closed for construction. Remember last year they were doing that construction, and we could hear banging and sawing all through the show. Yeah, what are they? They're remodeling already?
Yeah. You know, I didn't think they would actually take off that whole winter. I thought they were gone, but they just took off the winter months, and now they're coming back.
So it's a summer only business because
yeah.
I don't think they can, or they don't think I would go for some occasional winter gelato.
I love their coffee there. So I probably
really? Coffee gelato or just coffee.
I'm glad they kind of shut down for a while. It didn't spend so much money on.
It's $5 coffee.
It is expensive.
Here's what I've decided. Let's do the question because I think this is important. We got a good question tonight. And this is inspired. You remember last night when Mike Clemens was here? I said that like it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember.
I was cracking up all night that just came out of the blue that he wrote the song Pacarena. That's just so bizarre.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And Jane Mantanera was singing it. It was just a funny story. The guy said, have it done by the end of the day.
And he wanted to get to his tea time.
He wanted to get to his tea time. And they did it, and they still made their tea time. Now, don't panic. It's not like they mailed it in. This song is quality, and they wrote great lyrics and still made their tea time, which is awesome, but it inspired tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite sports-related song? What is your favorite sports-related song? Mike Clemens inspired. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, X, Twitter. Is it X Twitter? It's Twitter. Twix. It's Twix.
Oh, yeah. It's I forgot about Twix.
Thanks to Todd Alba, yeah. Or Facebook. So if you're watching on the stream, you can text us on the stream. Use the Facebook app. It's so easy, and you probably all have it after our last awesome contest, our Break Into Summer contest, which was a big success. Or old school, pick up your phone and text away at 855-752-4842. I'm going to go first. My favorite sports-related song, just because I was a former Chicago Bulls partial season ticket holder during the Jordan years. So I got to say Eye in the Sky. The intro, when they would announce the team, it was majestic. It was spine-tingling. It was incredible. So that is my favorite sports-related song. There are so many, though. These are all inspired by the Pack Arena. Thanks to Mike Clemens and Jane Mantenera. What's your favorite, Conrad? Do you get a favorite? God, it's just obnoxious. It's not even a song.
Bang on the drum all day.
It's a song.
For the Green Bay Packers.
I've heard of them.
Or like the Go Pack Go chant slash song.
No. Bang on the drum is much better.
It's so good.
But Go Pack Go is just a chant. It's not really a...
There's music behind it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Exactly. You know it.
That should win a mammy or a whammy. Is that your favorite, Bang on the Drum?
Yeah, I love that song.
I get that. Okay, that's a fun one. I can transport myself to the body of a Packer fan, and I could say, yeah, I'd probably really enjoy that. We got some texts. We got to read Luke Mather's text last night because our song last night or our question last night was who is your favorite solo artist, musical solo artist? And Luke Mather's, we missed this text right at the end of the show. He said, the White Stripes Seven Nation Army transports me back to the student section for a Saturday game day at Camp Randall Stadium. I don't think I know that song, but I must have heard it because I've been to Badger games.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
That's interesting. You know what? Jump Around is up there too.
That was a close second for me.
That's a great song, with or without sports.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Luke. Matt Harper says Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days, phenomenal one. Well done, Matt. Yeah, I love that tune. Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother says, put me in Coach John Fogerty. Or relatively unknown song called Beat the Record by the Warren Brothers. Oh, I don't know that song either. Put Me in Coach is a great... I think it's called Center Field. But it's a great tune. Good baseball song. Lots of great baseball songs.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of one. I'll get back to you on which one I really like.
Yeah, I need a good baseball song from Conrad. Mike Desitel also says Glory Days, Springsteen. It's funny because that's... It's just a great song, and they talk about a guy who was a great pitcher in high school. So it's funny that you equate that with sports, and they also sang it at the Super Bowl during the halftime show, and that was phenomenal. I think Streets Have No Name, U2. A lot of people think Prince had the best halftime show. For me, it was U2 after 9/11 when they had that banner going up with all the names of the 9/11 victims, and they were singing Streets Have No Name. I don't think of that as a sports song, but I do now because of that Super Bowl performance. Maybe the same thing with Glory Days. All right, we're coming back. We're going to read some more texts, and we're going to talk some more pickleball. Lots going on here tonight. You're here on a great night, folks. It's a Friday Night Light edition with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Wisconsin volleyball fans, don't miss your chance to get a first look at the 2025 Badgers this spring. Catch Wisconsin volleyball in action against in-state rival Marquette on April 16th and UW Green Bay on the 22nd. This is your best opportunity to secure tickets and see your nationally ranked Badger volleyball team in action. So don't wait. For more information on Wisconsin volleyball and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Did I fall? I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue,
welcome back to Nightlight. I am your host for this evening's festivities, Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me. Great show tonight. Emerson Lehman coming up in just a few minutes. He is the morning show host at WBAY here in Green Bay, and he is an avid and very talented pickleball player. It is also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio, our Friday night friend, will be here to bring some new tunes and dazzle us with her conversation skills because she's always so much fun to talk to. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite sports-related song? So it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a, there's no, like somebody said, does this count? Glory Days, I think it was. And yeah, if you associate it with sports or if you hear it at your stadium or it's part of this opening, starting lineups, whatever, absolutely. There are no rules to this as per usual. So let us know what your favorite sports song is. I said Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project. From my days going to see the Bulls play at the Chicago Stadium, and then the United Center, and the place would just rock. House of Pain's Jump Around is right up there too. Conrad's is Banging the Drum. Is that the actual title? Banging the Drum, right?
Yep.
Okay. That's a good one too. So what are your favorite sports songs? PJ on the stream says, oh yeah, House of Pain, Jump Around. UW Badgers, hands down. Tough to argue with that. And then PJ says, does Wild Thing count? Absolutely, because it was in the movie. I almost said Just a Bit Outside. It was in Major League. That absolutely counts, PJ. That's a great one. So let us know yours. We'll read it on the radio, and it will be great fun. Monica from Mount Horeb says, was going to say Boys of Summer, but that's a sports song in name only. So you know what? I don't disagree with you, Monica, but Boys of Summer, it is a sports term. Yeah, it's not a sports song. I assume you're talking about the Don Henley version. But that is such an amazing song about the end of summer. Nobody on the beach, nobody on the road, the sun goes down alone. God, great tune. If anything, thank you for making me think of that song, Monica. But yeah, Gonna Fly Now from Rocky, another phenomenal one. Tony the Trucker says, Pete, the Bears still suck, by the Happy Schnapps Combo. You know what, Tony? I've had about enough of your crap. Conrad, you're not chiming in there?
I don't know what to say anymore.
That's what I get for hosting a radio show in Wisconsin. I'm bound to hear that. That's fine, Tony. And the Bears have sucked for a long time. I can't really argue with that. I will say I've never heard of the Happy Schnapps Combo, though, but I love that name. Conrad's dad, Steve, says, all-time greatest is Gonna Fly Now. Another vote for Gonna Fly Now, the theme from Rocky. Could not agree more. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in. We Are the Champions. Yeah, another big one. That might be the most famous one. Or We Will Rock You. All great stuff. So keep those texts coming, folks. Be part of the show. It's always more fun that way. I will say, driving down here tonight, I always have an issue. I could complain every night about other drivers, but I only do it like four nights a week because I don't want people to get sick of it. But I found out something tonight. I was driving down here, and you know those Calvin peeing stickers that people put on their cars? It's this cute kid in one of the cutest cartoons ever, Calvin and Hobbes, and they've completely made it into this weird thing where angry people put a sticker of Calvin pissing on something that they don't like. And I here's what I have surmised. From seeing these stickers on these cars, the stickers are douchey. The cars are douchey, typically, that they're on. And the people inside, same. I don't want to be friends with people who think it's cool to put a Calvin peeing on something. Regardless whether he's peeing on Trump or some kind of liberal thing or whatever, if you have completely cheapened this awesome cartoon and you have Calvin peeing as a sticker on your car, regardless of what he is peeing on, I know that we probably wouldn't be friends. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Well, all right, so...
You have one of those stickers on your car?
No, but I know that I follow this page on Instagram. That's they have this. It's all about a Packers like man cave that they have in the basement.
Okay.
And they have three Calvin pissing in their toilet.
Okay.
And it's all of them like pissing out like the Bears.
Bears, Vikings,
Lions.
Okay. Ha ha. But I mean, it's one thing to put it. In that, I guess mostly it's in the car. Why would you? You're driving around with broadcasting. What an idiot you are.
Yeah, I don't like it on the car. On the toilet, it's kind of funny because, I mean, it's just in the toilet. No one can see it unless you're there.
But why Calvin? That's what I love that cartoon. Why would you do that?
You know, there's a lot of spinoffs with Calvin.
Why, where does it come from?
I just think it was a really popular cartoon and they just were like, let's make Calvin do something different.
But I've never seen a sticker of Charlie Brown flipping people off.
You haven't?
Just gave you an idea. Here's what Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says. That's also the 608. He says, I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride my motorcycle. By Arlo Guthrie, what the heck is pickleball? Oh, God. Oh, Tyler, you have to stick around. See, knowing Tyler and how perverse his texts can be sometimes, I thought he meant pickle like in a naughty way or something. He says, I want to ride my motorcycle. Arlo Guthrie, that's awesome. We'll tell you. You got to stick around because you're going to learn a lot about pickleball with our next guest who's coming up in just a few minutes. Emerson Lehman will be here. That's going to be fun. So anyway, we've established that. I don't like that. I don't like that sticker. I had to get that off my chest.
Speaking of stickers.
Yeah.
You know, I told you this yesterday, which when I was coming to the studio, not even leaving my apartment building. In the apartment building, you know, the complex, 8 miles per hour. That's how fast the speed limit in there or whatever.
Right.
Someone flying by me.
Doing 9.
And I get to the stop sign at the end of the road and it says, caution, elderly driver. And then another sticker says, caution, slow driver. Like, what?
So who passed you?
It wasn't elderly. Oh, okay. It was not an elderly woman.
All right.
She had to be in her mid-20s. How ironic. Going 20 miles through the complex.
I think they need to bring the hammer down on some of those residents.
I agree.
Flying through. Because I've done that in this parking garage over here, where it's also 8. There must have been a Green Bay City Council meeting where they said, all right, I think we can all agree 8 miles per hour in parking lots. Not
That's
10.
The max.
Not 6.
That's the max.
They have done studies, and data shows there are fewer accidents if the speed limit is 8. All right, folks, lots of fun tonight. It's a bar band Friday night. We got a great question. What's your favorite sports-related song? No rules. Just have fun with it. Let us know. And Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show, and he is a killer pickleball player, too. And we're going to mentally exhaust Emerson tonight. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can't do a thing.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Robin Dickman has announced that she is stepping down from the Richland School District Board of Education. This means that the board will be seeking a representative to fill her seat. Dickman was just finishing up the first year of a three-year term. She said that she was resigning to seek another opportunity, but would not rule out a return to the school board in the future. The board will discuss the vacancy and how to fill it at its next meeting Monday night at 7 in the high school IMC. A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Petersberger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of beating, sexually assaulting, and killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing on June 9th. An injured inmate at a troubled Wisconsin prison. The Department of Corrections says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid and the man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before being transferred to another facility by helicopter. A DOC spokesperson says because the department is a healthcare provider, federal privacy rules prevent the release of any more info on the man's condition. Free milk and cheese is available the third Saturday of each month from 9:30 until gone at Park Street Christian Church. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin, speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high upper 50s. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid 50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. It's 60 right now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient light.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I'm dedicating this episode to you, the listeners. Your voices matter, and I want to hear how significantly we influence your lives.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
this Friday edition. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. Here's Anna from Madison in the 608. Said, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite sports song is Enter Sandman by Metallica. Is that the one that goes do 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 do? And is that the one that says they go exit light? Enter not. Is that that was in Severance? And it was really cool. And I hadn't heard that song in 20 years.
You sang it pretty well, though. That was good.
Got pipes, buddy.
I believe it.
Listen, pickleball's your thing. I'm a crooner. That's the voice of Emerson Lehman, who joins us now in the studio. He is the host of the WBAY Morning News Show and a great pickleball player. We're going to get into all that. It is great to have you here.
Nimmo back at the track.
The track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye, home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew welcome the Athletics to Milwaukee and the beautiful American Family Field.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Ball right back to Quintana. Fields it. Throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Brewers and the A's get set to open up a three-game series here tonight as the homestand continues in Milwaukee. Hello, everybody, and welcome to American Family Field alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight as we get the on-deck show built by Menards underway. Brewers, after that series victory over the Tigers, 2-1, look to keep the momentum for this homestand going against a very good upstart Athletics squad. The A's come to town after sweeping the Chicago White Sox down in Chicago earlier this week. Brewers handing the ball to their ace tonight, right-hander Freddie Peralta. It'll be right-hander JT Ginn making his second start of the big league season here tonight for the A's. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Repeat.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field here in Milwaukee. Brewers and A's getting set to open up this three-game series as the Brewers wrapping up the homestand here this weekend against the Athletics. It's been a lot of American League to start the year for the crew, Josh, but I thought it was a really good series win over the Tigers, and now you try to keep the momentum going against an A's club that I think nobody in baseball would sleep on this squad, but maybe if you're a casual fan, you don't understand, but you will soon. This is a really talented club.
Well, you know, the White Sox are what the White Sox are, Lane, but the Athletics demolished them before they got here in a three-game sweep. The aggregate score in that series, it was the A's 23 and the White Sox 4. They just blew them out for three straight days down there in Chicago. So they bring a lot of momentum with them. They've got a lot of very young, talented players. The name to know is Tyler Soderstrom. He now leads Major League Baseball in home runs. So there are some guys that are playing very, very well as they come to American Family Field for this series.
I mean, the A's were kind of active in the offseason, maybe to the surprise of some. When we left Oakland last year, we thought this was a talented core of position players, young position players with a bright future. But they put some money into pitching. Tonight we're going to see a guy they acquired in the Chris Bassitt trade, but we'll see Luis Severino over the weekend as well. So they put a little money into their rotation.
The two guys that they put money into, essentially, are going to pitch the next two nights in Luis Severino tomorrow, then the left-hander Jeffrey Springs on Sunday. Those were acquisitions that their last few years in Oakland, they never would have made.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Brewers will see Ginn tonight. He's a right-hander. It's just his second start of the season. He started the year in the minor leagues, but he was very good in his initial start for the A's. When we come back, we'll chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, you come off an off day after a really good series win against a good Detroit team, and after the first game to come back and play the way this team did in the final two games of the series, you had to be really pleased.
Yeah, I really was. Detroit is a good ball club. They pitch very, very well. We were able to just stay poised, and we pitched well ourselves. They're a good team, and we got a good team coming up this week. So we're looking forward to that, but it doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, just one last thing on Wednesday with Jose. I thought it was a great example of just a veteran guy. Not his best command right out of the gate, but a younger pitcher, that might have compounded itself, and he just stayed calm and found himself and gave you another really good start.
Yeah, he's really stepped in and done a beautiful job. I mean, he really has, and without great stuff, and that's why, you know, he's not getting paid the big bucks that I think he deserves. Just you know, just a consummate professional. He's a pitcher. It's what pitching's all about. And he's making the most out of everything he has, and I just appreciate him on our side.
This is one of those really fun days because somebody gets to make their debut today, and Caleb Durbin, who I know you really were impressed with watching him throughout the course of spring training, and I'm sure you're excited to have him up here on the big league team.
I am. You know, I really like this kid. I know when Matt traded for him with Cortez for you know, one of the best relievers in the game, and Devin Williams, I knew that this kid was special. I saw him play in the fall league and was amazed by, despite his size, the way he played the game with the grit and just the element. It reminds you of an infield version of Sal Frelick, and hopefully he can get off to a good start. It's tough sometimes for a kid who went to Division III school and never dreamed of maybe that this could be possible. Now he's in the big leagues. I hope the moment slows down for him a little bit and he can, you know, find himself early in this process, so he doesn't need a bunch of adjustment time. But oftentimes it does take that. But hopefully he can hit the ground running and, you know, provide a big spark for us.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and A's getting set to open up game one of this three-game series here this weekend in Milwaukee. JT Ginn is on the mound for Oakland. Freddie Peralta for the crew tonight. Murph, this Oakland team, you mentioned, it's a very good team. This is a really talented and young position player group that they had. And we saw this a little bit last year when the Brewers went to Oakland. You could see the makings of a good core that they had.
We've had our hands full every time we play them. They got a great young group. They can bang. I mean, that offensive group can bang. And they're very talented. This kid on the mound tonight for them is very good. He's really tough on righties. Great two-seamer, great slider. I've got great respect for their ball club.
You look at the home run leaders, and Tyler Soderstrom has 9 already. Some people would say, well, that ballpark, how's it playing? But I think 6 of his 9 are on the road. I mean, this kid has really taken a huge leap forward after a year where he was up and down from the big league club last year.
No, he can hit. He's a great ball player. They've got a lot of great young players. A kid that leads off for him, Butler, is special. You know, we all know Rooker for how long. I mean, we know what this kid can do, the damage, Langer hands. These guys can hit. These guys can leave the yard at any time, any portion of the yard. Again, they're very dangerous ball club, and we've got to do our best to just stay on, relentlessly stay on it and keep adding.
Murph, good luck out there tonight.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We are back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Brewers and the Athletics begin the series coming up at American Family Field, Game 1 tonight. Welcome back to our On Deck Show. It's built by Menards, and the injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. A couple of very important injury rehab assignments where the pitcher is making a start tonight in the Brewers organization. Brandon Woodruff already through today up in Appleton. It was his second game of the assignment. Woodruff, four innings pitched against the Lansing Lugnuts. I think that's still their name. Woodruff, four innings, six hits, three runs. He walked three, struck out three, and threw 44 of his 68 pitches for strikes. Pat Murphy said at least two more starts he figures for Woodruff, and they would each be five innings. That'd be the goal. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers is pitching as we speak for Nashville. And this could be his final tune-up before getting activated and joining the big league rotation. And good news, Tobias looks great so far against the Charlotte Knights on the road. Three scoreless innings. He's only given up one hit, one walk, and has four strikeouts in that game for the Nashville Sounds. We'll keep you posted on the final line for Tobias when he is finished. Let's move along to the keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. For the Brewers, you're going to have to control the man that Pat Murphy was just talking about with Lane, Tyler Soderstrom. Comes in leading Major League Baseball with those nine home runs, but he's also hitting above .300. He's sixth in the American League in batting average, so this guy is off to an otherworldly start to the year. In the middle of that Athletics batting order, control Soderstrom tonight and all weekend. That could be the key to winning this series. Caleb Durbin, meanwhile, makes his Major League debut tonight for the Brewers, and he spoke with the media earlier today. You'll hear what he thought about coming up when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
The on-deck show built by Menards continues before the series opener. It's the Brewers and the A's at American Family Field. As we've discussed, it'll be the big league debut for Caleb Durbin, batting ninth and playing third for the Brewers here this evening. And Caleb met with the media earlier today to talk about the excitement of making his first ever appearance in the major leagues.
It's awesome. It feels great. It's you put on all this work, you know, throughout your entire life, and obviously this is hopefully the start of another journey, but definitely a big milestone for me, and definitely gonna enjoy it.
You made it pretty far in the camp. I'm sure there was some disappointment when you started in Nashville. How did you approach that? How did you channel that to something positive?
Yeah, I'm the type of guy, anything that doesn't really go my way, kind of use it as fuel. And that was kind of the like you said, a little disappointing, obviously knowing that there was competition with, you know, other guys in the mix that were playing really well. So, but you got to take it, and wanted to go to AAA and get my feet under me and keep doing my game, keep playing the way I play, and knowing that, you know, hopefully my opportunity will come.
What do you think you were doing well in the time you were in Nashville?
Just really felt like I had a really solid approach of just trusting my eyes, being aggressive, putting really good swings on the ball, and feeling really comfortable on the bases and on defense. And that's, you know, spring training is kind of where you try to find that, and I felt really good near the end of spring and was able to keep that rolling into Nashville.
I think most of your starts in the minors were at second base, but you played primarily third this year. Just how comfortable are you over there?
I think last year was really the first time I started a split time at third. And then obviously, like you said, this year getting the majority of my reps over there. So anytime you can get as much game action at a position to make you feel more comfortable, the better.
How did Rick tell you?
So it was right before one of our hitters meetings. He just comes up to me and actually let me know that I gotten pulled from the lineup, and then didn't really tell me anything outside of that. So kind of had a idea right then and there, but came up to me on the field a little bit later while I was doing some defensive work and let me know I was going up, and it was really cool.
Your story is pretty incredible, given D3, you know, if I can't say undersized, but at the same time, three different organizations have really liked you. What does it mean to finally reach this top now, given everything you faced?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I think it's hard for anyone, you know. Definitely my journey is pretty unique, but I think just in general, anyone at this level has put in a ton of work. You know, I have a ton of respect for everyone who, even in pro ball, but really just getting to this level, I know how much work that I've had to put in to get here, and it's not easy, but at the same time, I think you just put your head down and work, you know, you're giving yourself the best chance, so it's kind of what it's been about for me.
What are you expecting as far as family and friends here tonight? How many people?
Yeah, so grew up not too far from here. Got about 30-something tickets for people. I know there's a ton of people that already got tickets before, you know, I could get them for them. So good amount of people for sure. Going to have a lot of friends and family here.
Any memorable calls to people once you got the news?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting to make that call to my family for a while, and my dad was my first call, and then unfortunately, my family wasn't all together, so I had to make separate calls to my siblings and my parents, but I think the only person who was tearing up was my mom, so that was, you know, almost got me, but making those calls to your family is what it's, you know, all about.
Earlier today, meeting with the media, Caleb Durbin. He'll bat ninth for the Brewers in his MLB debut. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, I'll get you the full lineups as the Brewers take on the Athletics. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel.